Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, in France, meeting with President Emmanuel Macron. The headline, Italy's Meloni and France's Macron express agreement on migration following policy dispute. I welcome Lorenza Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation to explain to me the tension between Italy and France for some time now over the migration policy of all of Europe. But these two countries in particular have traded sharp words most recently. Lorenzo, a very good day to you in Italy. Giorgia Meloni is spectacular, and she's making friends and peace with Emmanuel Macron. What is the nature of their dispute? What have they decided? Good day to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Let's say that this visit of Giorgia Meloni to Paris was very important, not only for the reason of meeting Macron, but also for another reason that maybe we can talk about later. But it was an important meeting with President Macron simply because this meeting, to a certain extent, put a straight line on a period of tension that were going on since the time Giorgia Meloni was elected prime minister and the center-right coalition in Italy went into power. You know that in the past weeks, Giorgia Meloni was heavily criticized by minister of the French prime minister cabinet, saying clearly that Giorgia Meloni is not capable to manage the migration. And after that, of course, there was a cancellation of a meeting by our foreign minister, meeting his counterpart in France. So I think this meeting resets the clock between Italy and France in terms of relationship. And of course, the core of the press release of the communication that the two leaders made after the talks that they had was about migration. Indeed, the point that was the point of the heavy criticism by certain leadership in France against what Giorgia was doing. And in my opinion, was also an important point after the visit that Giorgia Meloni did in Tunisia to visit that country and then press Europe to help Tunisia in getting some financement and try to avoid a very critical economic situation. And she went there with Mrs. von der Leyen and the Prime Minister of Netherlands. So what I would say that Giorgia Meloni is doing a very important activity, trying to be inclusive in terms of what is her vision about Europe and the policy of Europe vis-à-vis the migration, trying to get the endorsement of the most influential country of Europe. And clearly, between Italy and France, there are a lot of points in common. And so the two nations need to speak together. We cannot stay isolated. There is no way to, let's say, improve the situation without having a dialogue.
Giorgia Meloni was also in Paris to present to decision makers Rome as the site for the World Expo 2030. This is a headline in the Financial Times. Rome versus Riyadh. Meloni and Prince Mohammed battle over World Expo. MBS Mohammed bin Salman was also at the exhibit in Paris. And Giorgia Meloni all smiles and Riyadh all influence peddling. At this point, it's important to mention that Milan was the site of the 2015 World Expo, and I believe it was a great success for Milan in Italy. Is that correct, Lorenzo?
Absolutely, John. You did say very well. That Expo in Milan was very, very successful and brought Milan really at the core of the attention, internationally speaking. It was already an international town, but not as to the extent that it is today. Milan is really one of the top town of Europe, and I would say a capital for many things that create a lot of value all around the world. I think 2030 and the initiative of Giorgia Meloni proposing Rome as a candidate for that expo is a very good thing for Rome. Rome needs something like this in order to improve, let's say, many things that Rome, to a certain extent, right now is lacking compared to what is available in Milan. Because when you have an expo, when you have an event like that, you need to do investment that are important for the city, for the mobility, for urban environment, for a lot of things that can make Rome better than it is today. And let's say Riyadh, of course, is an important country, is an important town, but how you can compare Rome vis-a-vis Riyadh? Rome is a sort of outdoor museum, let's say the large outdoor museum free of charge. You can cross, you can walk across centuries from, let's say, the age before Christ up to the modern time of our time. So in my opinion, it will be a very important point, and I do hope that Roma can win the competition, considering that also Roma wants to pursue, let's say, a vision with that expo that will very likely point the issue of the climate change, try to be as much as possible environmental friendly and renewable energy reliant.
China and Italy. This from Reuters in Rome. Italy's participation in China's Belt and Road Initiative has produced few benefits. According to the Roman foreign minister, the Italian foreign minister, Antonio Tajani, and he says his country faces a decision on whether to pull out of the deal. Has Italy turned sour on China's investment? Is there distrust now that there didn't used to be, Lorenzo?
Well, you know, that declaration of our foreign minister, to a certain extent, is a declaration, a statement that is, I would say, bring the issue of the Silk Road Agreement that Italy signed during Mr. Conte government. It was the only European country signing that agreement, let's say, to an end, to a certain extent. For the time being, what I can tell you is that over the past week, there was a peak of trade between Italy and China. China importing a very important amount of goods from Italy, and the value in terms of euro went up to a sort of a peak over the last years. I think is a way, a soft way to abandon that agreement. And I think that the conclusion will be that Italy will not renovate the agreement that was signed almost 5 years ago.
Are there many Chinese tourists coming in from the mainland in Milan, in Rome? Do you see the Chinese returning?
Absolutely, yes. There are a lot of Chinese, and don't forget that Italy has a very large Chinese community. So there are many flights that connect, direct flights from China to Milan and to Rome, and there are a lot of Chinese tourists, absolutely, absolutely. And you can see them walking in our town, visiting our heritage and the beauty of our museum and city. So under this point of view, in my opinion, nothing is changing.
And finally, inflation has improved because the energy prices have fallen. We just have a few seconds. Do you see it in the marketplace already? Things are not expensive.
Absolutely, yes. Let's say that all the data that are a matter of evidence that Italy is doing well are on the table and are all positive. We should grow more than expected. Inflation is going down, but still right, too much high. What is important is that the number of undefined term contract for employees increasing. So all the things are going well. I do hope that there will be no impact from what is said to be a sort of recession in Germany, in other European countries, because we rely a lot upon export to those countries.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, he is in Italy reporting on the Giorgia Meloni government doing extremely well in France, and internationally. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bashley.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.